Start the meeting. I want to know who is in the meeting from the Defense Force. All right. I think he's still out trying to, get one of the two SNDF chiefs. To be in the meeting. All right. I think we should start the meeting in the meantime.
Recording in progress.
It's now 6 o'clock. Let's start with the. Let's see the agenda first. Pat, may you flag the agenda?
You're muted.
Thank you very much, colleague. This is the agenda for tonight. Can you lift it up? Right. we have opening and welcome, adoption of the agenda, apologies, five briefing by the Department on Defense on the current security situation in the country and related matters. Six questions questions for clarity and comments by members of the committee and responses by the department, and seven way forward. And then eight, we close the meeting. So these are the items on the agenda. And let me just check if we are correct. Are we correct, Pat? We have the quorum?
Yes, Chair, you do. You are eight.
You are eight. No, thank you so much. And colleagues, thank you very much. Let me welcome you to this meeting. Let me deal with the apologies first, Pat. We've just recorded the apology of the Secretary for Defense, and you've just indicated that there is also an apology from the Minister of Defense, who's attending a security meeting at the same time as it's held at the same time as this one. And are there any further apologies from the committee side before I check with Peter?
No. That's the only apology which I received, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. And Peter Ngabinde, besides the two apologies, the SecDef and the Minister, are there any other apologies?
Good evening, Chair. We haven't received any so far, but I'm still trying to check who's going to be at this meeting. Maybe in the next 5 or 10 minutes, I don't know, because that's what we're trying to find out for now.
Chairperson, I know that Maliki Shilembe has got connection problems. So I suspect that that is why he's not on as of yet.
I see. All right. I did see his name earlier on. Maybe the system kicked him out. All right. Must we just delay the meeting?
Chairperson, it's Dennis. I've put my hand up, but if I can possibly come in and just say, considering the importance of this meeting, with the apology of both the Minister and the SecDef, I think it's extremely, we need to have a high level representation from the Defence Force. We've got some big questions that need to be answered tonight. and you know, with urgency. So I think that we need to make sure we've got the right people and people that are mandated to make comments and answer our questions appropriately and correctly. So certainly I think we need to know who's going to be representing the Defence Force, if not the Minister and the SecDef.
You're muted. Sorry, thank you very much, colleagues. May we delay it for another 5 minutes? Then just before I say that, Modisa, I see your hand. May I take your hand?
Yes, I just realized now on the news, they say the Defense Minister is briefing Parliament, the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. So I wanted to check if the department can assist us. Probably the minister has indicated that they'll be joining the meeting to give us the briefing. So can we get an indication that what the media is currently reporting, that the minister is giving us a briefing, if it's going to be like that, since we have received an apology from her? Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson?
Yes, thanks. And Mr. Motomai? Mr. Motomai, your hand is up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, slightly. Can you come closer to your mic, please?
Okay, Chairperson. I would say it's very important for us to ask the minister some of the questions. But if the minister is not there, that is a serious problem. Can you make means so that we can ask ministers questions? Because no one can answer the question that we're going to be answered by the minister.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Mare, I also see your hand is up.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I share the views of our colleagues. I think you and I will agree that this meeting has been set up specifically with regards to the situation that is developed in the country. And we know that there was a lot of developments today and meetings today. And I certainly expect the minister to be here and high-level Defence Force leadership. So my suggestion would be and request would be that we do not delay for 5 minutes, but we delay for at least a half an hour, that you try to get hold of the minister and the leadership, that we reconvene. Doesn't matter if it's in an hour's time. You know, we are here to serve, and whatever time is, we must serve. And if it's 9 o'clock tonight, you know, let's meet 9 o'clock tonight and reconvene 9 o'clock tonight, or whatever the time might be, but that we know that we are going out of this meeting, because in terms of both the Defence Act and the Constitution, we have got a certain obligations, legislative obligations as well, to make recommendations if so decided. So and obviously this is absolutely, I mean, we have never experienced what is going on at the moment in the country since our democracy. So it is really, really, really bad, and it is very, very important that we must take a fully informed the decisions and resolutions at this meeting. That was the whole purpose. So that would be my suggestion in support of our colleagues. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Suspect, may I know? Yes,
sir. Chairperson.
Who is that?
Ngabinde.
Oh, Ngabinde, yes, Mr. Ngabinde.
Yes, Chair, I've just received an indication that future ops will be joining the meeting. I'm just trying to establish if they have the connection in their office, then I'll come back to and let you know. But future ops is joining the meeting, yes.
No, it's fine. I think
Minister SecDef and the Chief are part of the NSC, so all three of them want.
Can you say NS? Can you say that in full?
National Security Council.
National Security Council. And yes. Just inform the people who sit on the National Security Council so that they they know even the importance
yes,
of the
Yes, I'm saying Minister, SecDef, and the Chief of the SNDF will be at that meeting. So all three of them won't be at the Joint Standing Committee meeting tonight. But CJ Ops will be joining the meeting.
We must postpone. We must delay. There's no doubt.
Let's delay, but let's check if we cannot get the information from the CJ Ops. I think he's the one now who's responsible for the coordination of the forces. You see, but if at the end we still think we need the minister to come on board, we will delay it. I just don't want us to delay the meeting, even when the information is already before us. We still need more information that we can then either adjourn the meeting until later on, that we can do it. As soon as we get him on board, as soon as we get the CJ Ops on the platform, we will continue. At the end, we'll then make a call as to what do we do. Do we adjourn until later this evening, or we call another meeting and we convene on another day?
President.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Nchebele.
Is the DM not going to be able to be in this meeting? Is he part of the of that meeting of the minister and the chief of the defense?
Can you assist with that, Mr. Kabinde? You see, colleagues, I can tell you, the country is busy, especially the security cluster. It's busy, and it was busy this morning, and this afternoon, and may also be busy right till very late tonight. I just want to assure you about that. So it's understandable now when we don't get everyone at the same time because of the situation. We are all in different meetings and talking about the same, subject, discussing the same matter. And but in the end, we will contribute. We are in fact, we are all contributing into the same objective. So we'll start as soon as chief joins, CJ Ops comes on board.
Sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chamberlain?
Yes. I was just saying, seeing that there are all these processes taking place, and all of them are geared towards the same goal that I think we want to achieve. And from our worries in the first engagement yesterday or the day before yesterday, and even developments into now, it's like progress is being made here and there in some places. It's not like yesterday. I just want to check or know what is this that we urgently need that requires that the minister, I know that, we have a constitutional mandate to keep the executive under check, and we've got a constitutional mandate also as this committee that is even much broader, bigger and deeper than just that. It goes into specific areas that we deal with from time to time as this Joint Standing Committee. I'm just saying, what are those issues that we need answers to as soon as yesterday, so that when we engage with the minister, she already knows the kind of issues that we want to know, rather than just let this time go. Yeah, my neck tells me that.
It, the situation on the ground is developing very fast and it's unabating.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm told that the DM is on the has joined the meeting. DM, good afternoon.
Oh.
Chair, good evening. Good evening, Chair, and good evening to honorable members of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. Good evening.
Thank you very much, DM, and welcome.
Good evening, DM.
Kabinde, how are you doing in terms of your connection that side?
Yes, we've just sent the link through to CJ Ops. I'm trying to check with his office if they've managed to connect. I'm with them on the phone.
Brigadier Tulare on the line. Are they not together there?
I'm not sure, Chair. I'm not in Tulare. I'm in Johannesburg. I'm just conducting the one on the phone.
Good evening, Chair General Tulare. How are you, sir?
Sorry. Brigadier General, how are you? I'm good, yourself?
I'm good, I don't remember. No, I'm not with the Chief Joint Operation. I'm separately at home as well.
Okay, no, it's fine. Thanks. I just wanted to just... Okay, thanks, General. Let me try and call him on the side just to check what the problem is. You know, numbers that are getting affected, they're increasing. You think that because we are in day three or day four, things are starting to, get quieter. No, it's not. I'm receiving messages after messages.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. And,
I thought things are stabilizing.
No, it's not. In actual fact, it's getting worse because now. They started attacking warehouses, and obviously. That's where most, retailers store stock. You empty the store, and you empty the warehouse. Then there is nothing left for anyone. I mean, even now, there's no fuel. I had to drive kilometers looking for diesel during the day. My wife left home at 8 o'clock.
Chairperson.
And stayed in the queue until 4 o'clock. Just when she was about to reach the door, the store closed. General, welcome, and over to you. Sorry, General. Sorry, not over to you. General, welcome. How are you?
Good evening, Chair. Apologies, and to all the members of the committee. I've been running around. I came in running now, and that's why I'm struggling even to identify where I can raise my hand. But now I am here, and initially it was giving me problems. Now I hope I am clear. I tried all by means to make it to the meeting, and our principals are unavailable, and I had also to be withdrawn from. I was expected to be with them, but yes, to withdraw and rush here. Thank you, Chair.
No, it's understandable. It's hectic, General. We welcome you nevertheless. Thank you very much, colleagues. I'm sure it's safe now to start the meeting. And colleagues, I just want to start by saying that the current spate of looting and criminality in the KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng provinces has brought about an unprecedented state of insecurity. It is evident that the South African police services were overstressed in most areas and unable to respond proportionally to security threats. The committee must therefore welcome the deployment of 2,000 South African National Defence Force personnel as it assisted the SAPS to gain control over some areas affected by insecurity. The effectiveness of SNDF deployments witnessed thus far and the discipline with which SNDF personnel have conducted themselves up to this point is acknowledged and commended. However, despite these deployments, insecurity remains, insecurity remains in many parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. The threat of continued looting and violence remains and poses a significant short-term risk with a long-term effect on the economy and jobs. The short-term risk to security is exacerbated by, amongst other things, the following factors. One, in many areas, stability exists purely due to the efforts of dedicated community initiatives where SAPS and SNDF assistance is not in place yet. The ability of such community initiatives to maintain security over the coming days could come under pressure as they are not trained, staffed, and equipped to do so. Two, the Minister of Police, Mr. Bekigcele, and stated that looting may be a smokescreen and that other attacks on the state were planned and that targets supposedly included hospitals and the provincial legislature. Such intelligence suggests that a threat to critical infrastructure remains. Three, as would be expected, SNDF deployments include the protection of national key points. While this function is critical, it would imply a smaller contingent of the 2,000 SNDF members available for assistance to the SAPS. Based on these short-term security concerns and the fact that violence and looting remain in certain parts of the country, it warrants the consideration of additional SNDF deployments. It is evident that troop availability is of the utmost importance. The current levels of 2,000 or 5,000 even soldiers deployed may therefore not be sufficient to address short-term security needs. The SNDF requires higher levels of troop availability to be able to react appropriately to security requirements. Limiting the numbers, the number to 2,500 soldiers or even 5,000 for deployment may undermine the SNDF's capability to facilitate a surge in forces as needed. The Joint Standing Committee on Defense condemns in the strongest terms the ongoing violence, looting and criminality affecting parts of South Africa. While the deployment of the SNDF in a domestic policing function raises justifiable concern, the unprecedented levels of insecurity requires an extraordinary state response. As such, within the mandate of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, this committee should consider recommending the immediate amendment of the current deployment levels to allow for a significant increase in troop availability. The increase in availability of forces should be such that it will allow the SNDF to effectively support SAPS operations, allow for increased response to cases of looting and violence, and to secure national key points when necessary. Availability of forces should also allow for a reactionary capability outside Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal should the SAPS identify such a need in other provinces. The committee must therefore urge the immediate implementation of this recommendation as a critical step to prevent the need for a state of emergency in the short term, as some advantages thereof, such as the imposing of a curfew, have already been attained through the current state of disaster that is in place throughout the country. The Joint Standing Committee on Defense will continue to provide ongoing oversight of the SNDF deployment under Operation Prosper. Kuliza Dota should just raise those few remarks in opening, as part of opening this meeting. And now I will grant the opportunity to call upon the, just before I call upon the Chief Jones and the DM may want to say a few words. I'm not too sure if the minister is in the meeting. I can see.
Yes, the minister, I've seen the minister's video was on and her hand is up. So it seems like the minister is in the meeting.
Minister.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. And
thank
welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I'm in a dark hole.
Yes, your apology has been granted, Minister. I was actually not expecting you to join us because you have been double booked. Hectic meetings are happening at the same time due to the situation in our country. Let me invite you, Minister, to say a few words and before we get a detailed presentation on the item. Over to you, Minister.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, honorable members, thank you. Please bear with me for addressing you from a car. and I'm really sorry about it. I'm rushing to my next meeting, which starts at 7. The meeting has been moved from 6 to 7. Thank you, Chair, and thank you for inviting us to this meeting. Chair, the presentation will be made by General Sangweni, who is the newly appointed head of Joint Ops. But just to say, Chair, that this morning we had a golden opportunity of being invited to a meeting by the Commander-in-Chief, where he was interacting with leaders of all political parties, and I to discuss the state of the developments in the country. I should say, Chair, it was a very, very useful meeting. There were quite a number of issues which were raised by leaders of political parties. Not only, and they were not, it was the meeting's attitude was about, we are South Africans, let's all find a solution to the challenges which are facing us as a country. So you'd say that was the theme, because as we were discussing all of the proposals which were made by the leaders of the political parties from Parliament, were proposals which are meant to take the process forward and resolve the issues in the country. First and foremost, which I need to say this, Chairperson, I'm sure you observed that the deployment happened, the talk of the deployment happened, even though there were no papers submitted to Parliament. It was because of the urgency of the situation, Chair. You'll recall that was about 2 days ago. And immediately we had to make sure in our small way that we had a few soldiers on the road whilst we are working out all of these other matters. Initially, Chair, the letter which was brought to me for my signature on its way to the President was a proposal of deploying 2,500 soldiers between KZN and Gauteng. And having received that, when I engaged with the President last night, President said at a meeting of the National Security Council, which I am attending now at 7, that he is unhappy with those numbers, that we should not worry about the cost, but we should be worried about the rampant looting, but also about the lives of South Africans who are being killed. So the President then made a proposal that let us rather escalate the number to 10,000, Chairperson and honorable members. And that was last night. And as we were now preparing documents this morning for the President's signature for 10,000, then the opposition parties, actually I can say, Chair, unanimously made a proposal that the President should reduce the number to a strength of plus minus 75,000, including members of the reserve force, something the kind of mobilization which is the pandemic, the beginning of that pandemic. So as things stand now, Chairperson, we are submitting, we discussed with the President after that meeting, and we agreed that, okay, we don't have to say 75,000, but we should not also not keep at the 10,000 which the President had proposed, that we should rather find a middle way, because you also don't want to mobilize for the sake of mobilizing, because our mobilization must also be informed by the continuous assessment of the situation, Chairperson, on the ground. So we've now submitted, we've now submitted a request for deployment of plus minus 25,000 members. So in other words, we're trying to find a middle way between the 75 and the 10,000, which was proposed by the President. So we will start chairperson with the 25. Chair, just to say in parting that in a situation I know is very bad in KZN and has been bad for the past 2 days. But chairperson, right now we have no less than 1,000 members in KZN. However, in Durban, we have about 800 members. Chairperson, when the deployment started, the deployment focused on deployment to national key points. It was like guard duties in areas, for instance, if you look at Port Shepstone, in areas where you have your oil refineries, at the airports, etc., etc. That's what we thought we needed to do, which was a discussion which was held between the police and the army, Chairperson. However, you recall that very day, people started attacking the malls, something which we had not anticipated. Our soldiers were not at the malls, Chair, and I'm not defending them, but the agreement between ourselves and the police was that we will do guard duty in order to release the police to go and enforce the law and engage with people who are carrying out acts of criminality. That's the only reason why we were not at the mall. So as it is now, both here in Johannesburg and in KZN, even though, Chair, up until last night and this morning, you still had areas which were on fire in KZN. But one, I can safely say, there is deployment, Chair, and first thing tomorrow morning, I'm also leaving for the KZN so that we are on the ground. There are also vehicles, Chair, which are rolling out, which have been rolled out, which are on the way to KZN, Chairperson, because we believe that visibility should not just be visibility of warm bodies. It should be visibility of vehicles. It should be visibility of helicopters. So helicopter patrols. So that's what we are trying to do, Chairperson. And I hope we'll try our best. And we're praying that there shouldn't be any more loss of life, Chairperson. I thank you. I thank you, Honourable Members.
Thank you very much, Minister, for your update. And I think we must welcome the developments. And since your last deployment, and I'm not too sure if General, the Chief joins, is ready for, you know, have worked out the details insofar as the latest information is concerned. And I was thinking in my mind that instead of allowing him to present today, that we find another day in the next 2-3 days when they've worked out the plan, and so that the presentation incorporates the latest development. And if the colleagues agree with me, I'll allow them to say a few words and then close the meeting on the note that we'll meet again in the 2-3 days when you know, the plan has been finalized, so that we take you know, what you call a comprehensive presentation on the issue at hand. But let me hear what the colleagues will have to say. In that way, Minister, we can then release all of you at 7 to then come again, to come back again and in the next 2 or 3 days when
you
have sorted out everything else. Colleagues, let me hear what you have to say.
May I take leave, Chair?
Yes, Minister, you may take leave. But let me just hear, colleagues, anything you want to say before the Minister takes leave? Mr. Marais?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you to the Minister. Minister, thank you very, very, very much for what you have conveyed to us. I think we are all 100% behind you. In fact, we are very encouraged that you have convinced them that we go up to 25,000. I think that is absolutely adequate. I'm also very, very glad that the president has said, don't worry about the costs. That means that we are all in this together. And as the, I think the, you've probably picked up what the chairperson was to say, because I think he has encompassed and reflected on all our sentiments, although we have not met before today in a formal setting. But I think that's a reflection of our sentiments. And Minister, we know that this is, in my opinion, a threat to our democracy. It's a threat to our integrity of our land. And this is the role of the SANDF. So far, where the SANDF have been deployed, it seems like there was always a very positive result, whether it's in Port Shepstone, whether it was in Ballito, whether it was in Pinetown. And that is a enormous show of strength and solidarity with the plight of the people, especially in KZN and to a large extent in Gauteng. And I think that is what South Africans want. And I've never experienced in my life the kind of support for the SANDF that I have seen and heard over the last couple of days. I'm inundated, and I know that I'm always sending information through to you and the chairperson. But I think this is the sentiment of South Africa. And I have never, ever experienced such a solidarity since 94-95. And I think this is an enormous opportunity for us and the SANDF to show the country what kind of SANDF we can be, what they require, and also to the president and the National Treasury in terms of what you should fund, because then we can secure the lives of South Africans and our assets. So Minister, we are all behind you, and Chairperson, I support your suggestion that you know, what you have said and what you read out, I fully concur with and I support, and that you know, that we convene in a day or two, because I think then everybody is in a much better position to give us really, really up-to-date information. So thank you very much for the opportunity, and Minister, I God bless to you, and really my apologies for bothering you so often and so much, but I know it's all in a good spirit and in the best interest of South Africa. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mare and Mr. Mafanya, for the next few minutes before the Minister takes leave.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you to the Minister and the DM. We were looking forward to an in-depth discussion, and we really fully understand the commitments that the minister has got. And then through you, Chair, I would like you to suspend this meeting until further notice, because now if we elaborate and we give each other an opportunity to elaborate on these matters, it means we'll be having a proper meeting. So because we cannot have it today, tonight, then I suggest that you through your indulgence, that we postpone this bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other person from the ANC side? But before, yes.
My hand is up.
Oh, you had your hand up, Mr. Ryder.
Thank you very much.
2 minutes remaining.
Thanks. I'll be very brief. Minister, thank you very much. And thanks for making the effort to join our meeting and acknowledging the importance of the meeting through your attendance. I want to appreciate that, because I made a noise because you weren't here earlier. So I appreciate you making the special effort from the car to join us. Minister, and I also want to agree with Mr. Maria and say that the presence of the Defence Force has been well received wherever the guys have gone in, guys and girls have gone in. So it's much appreciated. And if you can pass on to the structures the fact that their efforts are appreciated, it would be most welcome. I think that the biggest outcry, though, has been that, you know, it may have been too late. And of course, the increase in numbers is also a little bit too late. And it's been fairly obviously needed on the ground. We were all aware that there was going to be nonsense from the weekend, because, you know, the information was out there circulating on social media. So I think that the Defence Force has done very well, but they haven't received very good intelligence in terms of the numbers of people that have been needed and the reaction that's been needed. And I'd just like to hear your comment about the quality of information that's being received, because You know, the last thing that we need is to have a bunch of soldiers running from one side to the other as things happen, because what we've heard is that as soon as the defense force arrives in an area, you know, everything dies down. But, you know, by that stage, it may even be too late. And then as soon as they leave that area, again, there's a flare-up. So what is the quality of the intelligence information that the Defense Force is receiving, Minister? If you can tell us a little bit about that. And yes, thank you, Chair. I also agree that, that we postpone. There'll obviously be an amended letter that we would need to approve or agree to and acknowledge. So, yeah, I think a later meeting or a different meeting is in order. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elikwase. And then Alec is, and Mr. Nchabeleng is the last person before the minister closes, gives us his her closing remarks. Lekwase, Honorable Lekwase.
Thank you very much. Mr. Nchabeleng. Thank you very much, Chair. Let me support the proposal. Let me start by supporting the proposal that has been raised for us to reconvene in 2 or 3 days, get the proper report, and we will engage them. But also let me just say to the minister that you have our support. We have all the defense force and all our frontliners in our prayers. This cannot be. It is high time that we must be in charge. And as much as there were times when people wanted to lose hope on our defense, so this is the time for us to come in and save the country. Because what is happening is there's just a lot of unlawfulness. And that cannot be allowed. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lekwase. Ms. Nchabeleng, I will also want to afford the DM a few minutes before the minister comes back. Please bear the DM. Ms. Nchabeleng?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Chairperson. I have to switch my video off. I'm in the car, I've been between receptions. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to welcome the presentation by the minister and your summary of all our sentiments, that covered all our sentiments as members. You really know us very well. But again, to say that I'd like to second what the Honorable Mafanya suggested, that we close this before we spoil it. But at the same time, say to the minister, Tolka, we are behind you. And to our men and women in camouflage, you really make us proud. Keep it up. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. And DM, your last person before the minister comes in, comes back.
No, Chairperson, no comment on from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, DM. And Minister, we have agreed that we'll reconvene in the next 2 or 3 days. I'm sure by then the plan will be ready. And over to you, Minister.
Thank you very much.
The new developments. Over to you, Minister.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you to all the members of Parliament for the support. Let me start by saying, Chair, we really appreciate, you know, Honorable Ryder says, the information which we received, did it fail us or not? I would like to say, you are talking, Chair.
Yes, can you shift your, so that we can see your head?
Thank you. The Honorable Ryder asked whether in fact we did have intelligence. There was intelligence, I think. But I think the intelligence came in too late, in that, Chair and Honorable Members, when it started, right? When it started, you read from social media networks about what the next thing which was going to happen. When the mall started burning, the next thing we saw in social media, if you remember, those of you who are on the social media, you'll see that then they said in Gauteng, we will close the following roads. And then they went on and on in Mpumalanga, access to this. And they had a whole list of roads which would be closed leading to Gauteng. Now, if you look at that information later on, you'll realize that 90% or 80% of that information which was contained on that list was in fact accurate. Where we did not get the information was the fact that people were going to go into the malls and loot and do all of the things which happened at the malls. We did not have that information, at least on our side. And from what I am getting, even the police did not have that information. It is after the looting had begun that we got this information on social media about roads which were going to be closed. I should say this. Now, unfortunately for us, our responsibility when we are deployed internally is that of coming in support of the police. So what you do is you move into areas which have been identified by the police. So we agreed amongst ourselves in a proper meeting, actually, that it would be best if, for a start, the Defence Force would do guard duties at key installations, national key points of government. And thereafter, we see and we release the police to do the work they are supposed to do of enforcement. Now, with that having happened, the next thing, we then saw this trend of really attacks on the malls. And so people, I know that people were then calling for the Defence Force and asking, where is the Defence Force? But actually the Defence Force was there, but the Defence Force was located in areas where perhaps I don't want to say we shouldn't have, but to us the key was, if there's going to be trouble in the country, start by protecting and securing your national key points. It never occurred to us that we should move into areas such as malls, particularly, Chair, because malls, anyway, there's always a contract between business itself and private security companies. So if you go to the malls, at every mall, you'll find the private security companies. However, now, what we have learned from here is that it's important for the police to keep regular contact with the private security companies who are deployed at the malls, because obviously they are the ones who get information about first action which happens there, so that they then link up with the police. So even though you do have your structures, your NICOP, your job, your national joints, but we missed this one of interaction. It's only now that police since yesterday have been interacting with the security companies who are at the malls, Chairperson. And yeah, I think I can only say this was an eye-opener for all of us who are in the security cluster. This was a learning curve, and we were nearly caught with our, I don't want to say pants down, but that's a reality. I think that's what happened.
Figuratively speaking.
So now, following that, I think what one thing which is coming out from everybody is we are vowing that this should never happen and that it should not continue. We must stop what is happening, because our view is that it is clearly an undermining of a democratic state. What we see here are seeds of counter-revolution, undermining of the state, and the state must accept its authority. Thank you very much, Honorable Member.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, this is an unprecedented situation, and we must stand together. There must be no apportioning of blame. We must then say, now this is a situation we are faced with, what do we do? And then put our heads together. With those, Chair, we've agreed that we'll meet again in the next few days. I will indicate when exactly and the time for the meeting. Minister, thank you very much for taking your time out to be at this meeting. Thank you very much, General Chief Jones. I know you were ready, but there is now new information, and we want then to be given an update in the next 2-3 days. With those words, colleagues, thank you very much for your time at the meeting.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Minister. Good luck. Good luck for tonight. Thank and stay safe, please.
Thank
stay
you.
Safe. Thank you. DM. Thanks.